Track 8, Unit 4, IELTS Listening, Section 4. You will hear part of a talk about early railways in England. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning. Last week, we had a broad overview of the development of early forms of transport up to the late 18th century in Europe, and also looked at how the problems faced by various communities provided new opportunities for innovation and progress. Now, this week, we're going to continue with this theme as we examine a number of significant events in the evolution of modern railways, events which took place in England in the first four decades of the 19th century. If you look at the timeline here on the left of the screen, you can see the first significant date is the year 1803. This was the year an engineer called William Jessop opened the first public railway in South London, England, to carry industrial goods. Although the railway was horse-drawn, and not really what we would consider a railway today, nonetheless, it's still regarded as the world's first public railway. The railway was constructed as a cheaper alternative to building a canal, then a common means of carrying freight. The first railway steam locomotive was built in 1804 by an English engineer, Richard Trevithick, to whose work later pioneers like George Stephenson are seriously indebted. Richard Trevithick died a poor man, and what he had achieved went largely unnoticed. His engines were not commercially successful, partly because the locomotives he built were too heavy for the railway tracks of the time. Wars in Europe led to an increase in the cost of feeding the horses which pulled the coal on horse-drawn railways like the Surrey Iron Railway. With this, and the cost of using the canals, which were run by private companies, the time was now right to introduce a locomotive that was economically viable. In the year 1812, the first commercially successful steam locomotive, the Salamanca, appeared on the scene at Middleton in Yorkshire in the northeast of England. Apparently, the Salamanca was even visited by Tsar Nicholas I. But probably the most important year was 1825, when the engine Locomotion, created by George Stephenson, ran on the Darlington to Stockton Railway. The line was initially built to connect inland coal mines to Stockton, where coal was loaded onto boats. Initially, the railway was to be horse-drawn, but permission was granted to use locomotive or movable engines. Provision for transporting passengers was made, although at the time they were regarded as being of little importance. The year 1831 saw the opening of the successful Liverpool to Manchester line with Stephenson's locomotive, the Rocket. The Liverpool to Manchester railway is thought of as the first modern railway. The reason for this is that both goods and passenger traffic were carried on trains according to a scheduled timetable. After the success of the Stockton to Darlington Railway, money poured into the northwest of England as the region went through a period of rapid industrialisation, with the railway linking the rich cotton manufacturing town of Manchester and the thriving port of Liverpool. Up to now, the canals, which were constructed in the previous century, were felt to be making too much profit from their fees on trade using the canals, and thereby to be hindering the development of the conurbations in the region. And the effect of the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway? It was quite dramatic. By 1834, nearly 500,000 passengers were being carried each year, a significant increase. Also, more merchandise, including cotton, coal and other goods, was transported between the two cities using the railway. The age of the railway as a means of ferrying people from one place to another had arrived. The increase in passenger numbers and in the movement of goods led to a drop in toll prices on the roads, as well as a decrease in charges for the use of canals. It's hard for us to appreciate the opportunities these early pioneers seized in the face of difficulties in construction and in changing people's attitudes. Perhaps we can end for today with a brief quote from Dr. Larder, author of The Steam Engine Familiarly Explained and Illustrated, in 1823. "Rail travel at high speed," he said, "is not possible, because passengers, unable to breathe, would die of asphyxia." Next time you take a train, why don't...
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.